Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're continuing our previous shiur. We were learning the Shemaitza Dalet Perek Zayin, and we saw the Yisod that when you're dealing with a Shtuki, we had a Maisa with Nodi Bihuda, with a child whose mother died, and we don't know the status of the child. So he said that even though Mitzad the mother, you have to be Choshesh Kol Kavoka Mechza Mechza Dami, that she went to the boil and it's Chetzi Chetzi, right? Because Kol Kavoka Mechza Mechza Dami might be a puzzle. And therefore he passels her. And therefore he passels her. So, Koko Woka Mechza Mechza Dami, it's 50-50. But that's only as far as she's concerned. Now that she's not alive anymore, then she's not the Nidon anymore. She's not the issue at hand. It's only the child. And now it's the child, you can file the Rov. If you're dealing with a Rov, or you have two Rovs, then you can be Machshir, the child, and the child is Kasher Lovo, Bekal, Gevaldik. Well, the fizeh continues the Heilige Schmeitz. Hodem repair kaser yursin. Amar Rav Dvar Torah Shtuki Kosher Ma'item Roig Sheir Ma'im Rostem Ozili Legabayu. Habalei Sofik Vatorah Mamzel Vadei Vlo Mamzel Sofik. So the Gemara says that according to the Torah, a Shtuki, again, Shtuki is the who's the father, and the mother says shh, don't talk about it. So a Shtuki, the din is that so he's a Sofik Mamzer. We don't know who the father is. So Mutter Lovo Bakal. Mutter Lovo Bakal. Why? Because Mamanavshach. If the boyel went to the Israelis, so we go after the Rov Ksherim and Kol HaParish Mura Parish, she was Nevelis LaKasher. And Mamela Vlad is Kasher. And if the Israelis goes to the boyel, Lamokum Kviuso, to his home, to his place of Kvius, so the boyel is Bishas HaBe'ila. The Sufik Mamzer, because 50-50 is Sufik, right? So if she went to him, 50-50. So it's Shver, according to the Noda Bihuda, that Tino Kanimsa the Bishuk is always considered porridge. So how did Rava say that Ba'azli'i Lagabe Aboil, it's Kavua, since the Nidon is Lagabe the Tinoik? It's not Shaykh Din Kavu at all. In other words, we want to know what's the status of the Tinok. So why are we talking about the mother? Maybe the mother went to him and it's 50-50 and he's only a Mamzer Sufik. That a Mamzer Sufik Midarais is a lot of Bibaba Kal. Achpatlanu me'aima. Achpatlanu anachum tanim ala Vlad. As Gemara kashal afi anoide bihuda sha. Gemara omeret legabe Vlad, that the Vlad is kosher because a Mamzer Sufik. Who cares about it? Why is the Vlad a Mamzer Sufik? It's only because the mother went to him, he's a Mamzer Sufik. But Anachum Tanim Po Al Vlad, so we should just file the Rov, not the Kavua. We're not talking about the Be'ilah now, we're talking about the child. So if it's Tzarech Loimar, so the Rabbeinu was Miyashev, but what does it mean? The Chamayri Hechadim Lefaneinu. They were talking about the mother's around, like their Rashi says. Vayim Lefaneinu. So therefore, the Nidon is on the mother. And in a Chinami. When the mother is in front of us, this the Nodi Bihuda is Moide, that the Vlad is considered Kavua, that since the Suffolk is also on the mother, and the mother is Kavua, the male of the Vlad is nigger after the mother, and the Vlad is Aser Misuffolk, right? Midrabana, right? Midaraisa, Suffolk Mamzer's mother. However, hello, Besefer Beis Meir, Hisi Gal Divrei Atshuva Niskeres VeKosev Alo. Maybe even Daraisa, if the Vlad follows the mother. And if the mother's usher al Suffolk, Svega Darais Lachom, maybe the Vlad is also. But I'll call upon him, the Vlad's going to be usher if the Dean was on the mother. But if the Dean was on the Vlad alone, that's no Dibidah's case, then the Vlad is only usher Dirabonon. And then the Vlad is mutter because you follow the Roif. However, in the Beis Meir, he's Masik on the Noidi Bihuda from Rav and Perak Asar Yuchsim. We see by Rav, the Tinok, that by the Tinok we see it's also Shaykh Kavua. right? Because we say that we want to know what's the status of the tinok is, and we say that maybe the boil was kavu and kol kavu kamechza mechza dami, and the memeli is only a suffik mamzer mamzer vade loyva b'kol mamzer suffik yavo. So what's the hasog of the base meir? Elish shebesefer base meir hisig al divrei atshuva neskeres because of our love is elishoinoi v'tmihani timkein hodo amar rovo. My amris dilma ozli I legabayu v'hova le kavua. Uma kavua shayich b'dvar toiro al atino kanifrash. Adu yoimar disvaroso isvora doi raiso mitoich de donem al imoi af atino ekroshiv kavua. Dainu, according to the Noda Behuda, how's it shayich to have kavua on this tinok? Because even if we say that the mother is in front of us, it's pasha that it's not shayich to ask the vlad min atayra because of the kviyus of the mother. Vadai, it's definitely not a svara doi raisa. That's what he says. That the rabbi says, dilmi azli legabayu v'havale kavua. How do you have kavua on minatora on the tinok? Do you think the svar is the svar d'araisa? That since we're done on the mother, the tinok is also considered kavua. So what does the base meir mean? What the base meir means is that even though linyan chazak we paske that mahani cheskas em legabe habas, that the chazak of the mother works for the daughter, there it's different. The din chazak is a hanhaga v'achora v'adois. Now, as the Torah was mitzavet to go after the chazaka as if it was a davar mucha kein bevadai, and we're loikin v'soiklin ala chazakos kilu hayadavar aser bevadai, and therefore k'shemachriya mesa'in leheter al pi achazake, it must be that once we're machriya for the mother, we're also machriya for the bas. Because if the mother's muteris bevadai, memela, it's muchrich that the bas is also kosher. Mashenkin b'din kavua. So that's when we talk about a chazaka. When a din kavua, that we say 50-50, it's not anhaga v'achroi. El adarab, it's a chiso, anhaga v'chison hachroi. It's a lack of hachroi. By a chazaka, it's a hachroi, it's a decision. Here, it's a chison hachroi, it's a lack of a decision. That the Torah says by a kavua, we're not going to be samech and be machriya to safek al pi aroiv. We can't say that a chisar and hachra that we're noig be'em is also to heyader, like Rav Amiel always talks about in our beautiful shiurim on the Talmudic methodology. I love those, mamish degishmak. So he talks about heyader. You can't decide based on heyader, on lacking, only on something that's positive, not on the negative. Difference in shlila and heyader. So you can listen to those shiurim, you can read the sefer, Amidus l'chikar alocha b'kitzer. So it's not mistadbeh that a chisar and hachro, a lack of hachro, that we're noig be'em. It's also going to be mo'ol ben, and we're not going to be machri al piarov. In other words, by the mother, we're not machri al piarov, because kol kavah mechza mechza dami. So by not being machri al the mother, also we're not going to be machri for the child. V'had rabba, hayero yoser shachro sheno machri nesaben lahetu yachri yaseim lahetu. Right? If we're machriya on the son, leheter, because he has a robe, so we should be machriya the aim because of the son. Right? Like the famous case of the behema that would half of it was left in makom makvius and half is in makom makvius. Do you follow the pyresh? Do you follow the kavua? The kavua is kamechza mechza, and the pyresh is rov ksheris. But it's one behema. So are you going to split between the, say, half of the behema is kosher and half not? Are you going to say that the kavua follows the rov? The Pirish, or the Pirish is following the Kavua, we discussed that in our Shemaitze Shirin. So it's very, very Gishmaka Diyun. Akoponim, so that's why it's it can't say that it's a Svara Dairaisa, that the child should follow the mother, because it's a Chisar and Hachra, it's not a positive Hachra. We're just not Machri on the mother, that the mother is Mutter to be Paskin Alpi the robe, because we don't have a robe. So we say kol kavua kamechza mechza dami, and misafik we have to answer. So why should the child follow that? So that's the hesber of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was a bacher of about 17 years old when the biggest thing in my life at that time was the Mets, whatever I was involved with them, whatever. So Rav Shlomo Zalman at that age was writing his chedushim on the Shmaitze. Schusi Yagen Aleinu. In any event, so that's what he writes Bekitzer to be Masbir this shtickle. So therefore, he says it's Muchach the Lokanad of Yehuda. Elaglam Gam Vlad Shap Yeshayach Din Kavua. So he says that it can't be a Svara D'Oraisa. Again, why can't it be a Svara D'Oraisa? It can't be a Svara D'Oraisa because, like we explained, it doesn't make sense that we have a Choyser Hachara by the mother. We can't be Machri Al Pi Arov. So we say Kol Kavua Kamechza Al Mechza Dami. Right? It's not an Hanhaga B'Achra. It's an Hanhaga B'Chisaran Achra. The Torah says that if you have a Kavua, you can't be Machri Al Pi Arov. So it doesn't make sense the child should follow that. And yet Rava says that we need a Pasuk to learn, teach us that a Safik Mamzer is Mutman Torah, even B'Kavua. So it's Mashma that Ba'azla I L'Gabe HaBoyel. If she goes to the boil, we would aser the vlad mid the oiraisa mishum kavua. In other words, what does Rava say? We can't aser the vlad min haTorah because of the kviyus of the mother, as we explain now at length. And yet Rava says that we need a pasuk to teach us that a suffik mamzer is mutter min haTorah even bekavua. So if not for the special pasuk, we would aser the vlad al tzkavua kol kavua kamechza mechzadami. So the Noda B'Yuda wanted to say no. When the mother's not around anymore, the nidon's on the vlad, we just follow the rov. But here in the Gemara it says no. You see by the vlad that we're going to aser the vlad because kol kavua kamechza mechzadami. If she went to the boil, and you just need a pasuk, you need a special pasuk to be matir the vlad. Otherwise you're going to aser the vlad. So you see now like the Noda B'Yuda. And by the vlad, it is shayichadin kavua. That if she went to him, then we're going to say kol kavua kamechta al mechta dami, and we're going to answer the vlad. And that's why we need a special pasuk. We need a special pasuk to answer to be matu the vlad, even if it's kavua. We don't say we follow the rov. We don't say that we follow the rov by the child. That even though the mother, we say, but the child follows the rov, the baby follows the rov, the nidon's on the baby, that's the Noda B'Yuda's vort. The Beis Meir says, what are you talking about? The Gemara says that, the Gemara is talking about the baby, and it says, what are you going to say? That she went to him? And if she went to him, it's kavua kol kavua kamechza mechza dami. It's not a problem, because it's not the kavua is not shaykh b'dvar Torah al tino kanifrash, according to the Noda B'Yuda. How's it shayach kavua, the mother's kavua, on the tinok? And yet you see that it is. By the tinok, you also say kavua. It's not only the svar of the mother, svar of the child. The child, you say kavua, and that's how you have to come onto the pasuk to be matu the child, despite the kavua. You have a special heter daraisa for the child. But otherwise, we would ask you the child, that's kavua. And I like to know the Yehuda wanted to be matu, because he says, no, the child, you just follow the rov, everything is cool. There are no sfeikas. There is a suffix. Because you see in the Gemara that if she goes to him, we're going to say 50-50. And we're going to say 50-50 and for the child, right? Because it says, and therefore you need a pasuk to be matir the child. So you see, you do follow the kavua. You do say kol kavua kamechza mechza dami by the child as well. Now that you know, the Yehuda wanted to say that we, for the child, we follow the rov. So the Sikkum HaDvarim, the Noda B'Yehuda learns that by the baby we say that the baby is called Pyresh. In other words, we judge when we're trying to figure out the status of the baby. We say that since the rov was Ksherim, so Mamela the child is also going to be considered Kasher. And we're not going to be done Kavua Legabi the baby if the mother is not around. And we see in the Gemara now like that. Because the Gemara says that we are done Kavua Legabi the baby, and therefore we need to come out to a svara of the Gzeres HaKasav of Mamzer Vadei Lo Yavo Mamzer Safik Yavo. And even though there in the Gemara it's talking about where the mother is Lefanenu, as we saw in Rashi, that it's talking where the mother is Lefanenu, but still it's not a svara d'araisa that the child gets the status of the mother. So obviously the Gemara is referring to the child on its own. It's the child we say kavua, not like the Noda B'Yehuda. So that's the Beis Meir, and there's obviously still a lot more to talk about. And the Noda B'Yehuda, the Shmaitza, and the next And the next parak is Makayim the Chilik of the Nadav Yehuda, Veloy Mitame, which hopefully we'll get to. And I thank you so much for listening. And Bezrat Hashem, B'li Neder, Ani Mekaveh Lamshich. Shalom, shalom.